You remember when you loved someone so much that you wanted to be with them all the time, and when you couldn't, you thought of them most of the time. You loved them so much that when you were not with them, you stayed connected by calling, texting, emailing, Facebook, FaceTime, all those different things. Or you wanted to know what they were doing all the time when you weren't with them. Or you wanted to know what they liked and disliked. You wanted to give and offer yourself completely to them. You wanted to share your past, present, future, express your deepest thoughts and feelings, to give 100% of yourself, your heart, to them. You didn't hide anything and you were an open book. You wanted to completely know them and them to completely know you. You wanted to be one with them. At the end of the day, you constantly were expressing your love. Why? Quoting from our Lord in St. Matthew's Gospel, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." How many people had that kind of a person that they had love for? Well, then you guys, the rest of you are going to miss the rest of the talk. Maybe a love that's close to that. In the same sense, how much do we love God? This could be answered simply, especially after the example I mentioned, how much time we spend with Him. I should also say, it's one thing to say, "I love God," to have that on our lips. It's another thing to show Him our love. Do we pray? Simply put, when we pray, we relate to God and have a relationship with Him. He is always with us, whether we know it or not. He always loves us. Are we honest and open with Him? He knows all things, but do we hide things trying to, or give Him lousy excuses why we're not spending time with Him? Or we're late for church, or I don't want to go to church. When we do wrong, sin, do we ask forgiveness? Do we seek the strength He can give us to repent of our sins and to change our way? Do we thank Him for all He has done and does do for us? The more we are with Him, the more we can be comforted and have His peace. He only can respond to us. Let me say that again. He only can respond to us with love, grace, and mercy. Nothing we can get fully from anywhere else. He is all-powerful with wisdom and guidance. In all things, we first and foremost should seek His guidance. He may not give us the answer we want to hear, or not when we want to hear it. But everything He does for our salvation as individuals. The more time we spend with Him, the more we learn to listen and grow in our trust and reliance on Him. In the Bible, the word pray is used 313 times. That's Old and New Testament. The word prayer is used 132 times. You might remember, Jesus Himself even had personal prayer. time that he had spent praying to his Father. What we might be most familiar with, though he did it a number of times in the Gospels, is particularly at the end, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Do you love God, as I first mentioned, like loving someone else? Love him more by taking the time to pray so you can build a relationship with him. I have a flyer you can pick up at the end, 10 Steps to a Better Prayer Life. Thank you very much.